Thank you, choir. How much?
45 minutes.
45 minutes sounds good to me. 45 minutes sounds real good to me.
Yeah, there you go.
She may be ignoring you, but I'm not.
She didn't hear that. I noticed on the bulletin insert here that the sermon notes are on the back of the survey. So if you're taking notes today and you don't want to put this in the survey, or you might have already done it and said, well, worry about that next week or something. That's very interesting. A survey on both sides, probably, maybe. I didn't mention this a while ago in the praise reports, because I didn't want to bring attention to my birthday, okay? I did have one this past week, and I want to thank all of you for the cards and Facebook and phone calls and just everything that you did to help me celebrate this milestone in my life. I really appreciate it. And the prayer shawl ladies, I went down to have prayer with them over the shawls, and I walked in, I smelled coffee. And they said, come on in, have a seat. You're gonna have cookies and coffee with us. So I did that. That was on Wednesday. Then Thursday, by surprise, it wasn't a sponge cake this time. It was angel food cake and coffee and ice cream with a few of them that was here. So I just wanted to say thank you for making my birthday special. And Brenda took me out for supper that evening too. So we enjoyed our evening out. I'm sorry?
Were you able to eat the cake this time?
Yes. A big piece. And a lot of ice cream. So yes, it was very delicious. So thank you again for helping me celebrate my birthday this past week. Now we're going to be celebrating 185 years, the birthday of Versailles Baptist Church. Which is really a milestone. How many of you would expected to be here 185 years ago, even though you weren't born, but to be a part of a church like this, Versailles Baptist Church? And many of you go back 50 years, maybe 60, 70 years as a member here. And as I was reflecting about what to entitle this today, I mean, it was kind of like a no-brainer, 185 anniversary celebration. And it's been said that dog ages 7 times faster than their owners. How many of you have heard that? Yeah, we've all. So that means a dog or a 10-year-old dog is the same as a 70-year-old man. And it's not said anywhere like that for churches, is it? Do churches age the same as people? A church 30 years old is like a 30-year-old person? Or is it like dog years? A 30-year-old church is like 210 years old. A famous comedian was asked, what do you expect people to say about you 100 years from now? And he said, I hope they say that he sure does look good for his age. We sure do look good 185 years of our age, right? Even though we're not that old, but the establishment of the church, of Versailles Baptist Church. And you know, back, this goes all the way back to Scripture. You think about it. What did Jesus say to Peter? on this rock, I will build my church. He didn't say on Peter, but he said on the solid foundation of the Word of God. I'm going to establish my church. It doesn't matter what happens in life. And it says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. It hasn't, it won't, and it never will. And what happens to churches who has been established probably longer than Versailles Baptist Church? And a lot of them are in the rural areas, some in the suburbs, in the cities and towns. We have massive churches, we have small churches, but it doesn't matter the size of the church as it is the people that are in it. Amen? Because God uses the people in the church, and people are the church. It's not the building, but it's the people in it. And in our scripture today, we can quote this together, can't we? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, what does it say? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and will open the door, I will come in and eat or fellowship or dine, whatever translation you have, with him and he with me. So what does that say to us today? What does that say to churches that was established years and years ago, over maybe 200 or 250 years ago? Our nation is how old now? 286 years, is that correct? Something like that? Huh? 236. I was stretching a little bit. Yeah, 236. 236 years old now. 238. I hear a 240. We're not bidding, are we? We're just trying to get the facts right. But when our forefathers came to this great nation and established the Declarations of Independence, I do believe that it had the church in mind. Because it didn't originate here in what we know as the United States, because wherever your generation is from, whether it's Germany or England or France or Russia or Germany, in any of these countries, people came here for a new life, to have freedom of worship. And the thing of it, our fathers, forefathers, they didn't lose their vision, their zeal, their desire to serve the Lord. And through years of transitions of churches or transition of this whole world, our state or our nation, things changes, don't they? And sometimes we do get ahead of ourselves. And when we get ahead of ourselves in industrial or whatever it might be, sometimes we have a tendency to leave the Lord out of our plan. But churches who have vision have set in stone that they are committed to serve the Lord, past, present, and future, because isn't that what Revelation 3:20 says? Revelation 2 and 3, well, Revelation starts out telling us who the Son of God is. All Revelation is about the Son of God. But it also starts in 2nd. Chapter 2, 2nd Revelation, and 3rd, talking about the churches, the seven churches. And Laodicea is a church in who Jesus is talking about here. It's all red letters. He's talking about the church. He's talking to the church. And so often, Revelation 3:20 is used in sharing the gospel with someone, with a lost person. And it can be used either way. But here, the Lord is talking to the church. You know, he'd already talked to six of them. Now he's in Laodicea, and he's talking to the church of this age, the age in which we can see now. Part of the 70 weeks, if you look from Daniel all the way through to Revelation. So, when this church was established, there was a vision in mind. There was a hope in mind to establish a church that be a beacon to Versailles Baptist Church in Ripley County. A few people come together and they pray. You know, that's where you start in anything in your life. You start with prayer. God, what do you want for this town, this community? What do you want with our lives? Because God is a God of the past, he's a God of the present, and he's a God of the future. But you know what? What is most important in all of this is the God of the present. Right? He's been with us in the past, he will be with us in the future. But what about the present? We only can live one day at a time, and God wants us to dwell on this day. And not too often times we dwell on the past and we say, well, look what we did back when. Yes, but you don't count on the past. You count on the present. You know, look at the families that have come through this church from 1818 till 2014. The impact this church has had upon people who have been a part of this church. And you know, as we look back over the 185 years of ministry to this city of Versailles or this community, as we look at the wonderful people who have served so faithfully down through the years, as we look at the spiritual victory that has been won around this altar in the old church when it was originally built. Look what took place at the altar. As we look at the lives that has been changed. In a few minutes, I mean, when we go back to the Family Life Center to have our meal and our fellowship together, I'll have you to think now, but don't complete the race of mind of what I'm saying in here. But think about how your life has been changed. Who has impacted your life? Who has made a difference in your life? Who was instrumental in you becoming a Christian? Who was instrumental in you of serving in some capacity of this church? Think back of those dear, faithful people that made a difference in your life, that made a difference in this community. Well, that's the past. What about the present? Who are the people in this church who is making an impact in your life today that's helped you to visualize what God is still wanting to do in the life of the Versailles Baptist Church? Thinking of this church, as you look at the marriages that's been embraced, or as we look at the prodigal children that has come home, or as we look at the bad habits that have been broken by the power of Christ. You see, those are the things we're looking at. As we look at the sacrifice of those Christians in the early days of our church, we can only say to God be the glory, great things that He has done. You see, that's who we give the glory to. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. God to be the glory to the great things that He has done to the generations of people who have walked through those doors and made a difference and impact in the life of this church and this community. So our text, it doesn't say, but the truth is certainly real as it relates to Versailles Baptist Church, what God was here in the past. And that's one of the scriptures said, I stand at the door and I knock, and there were those who answered the door. And I came in their hearts. You think about that. 185 years ago, Jesus stood at the door and He knocked on the hearts of the people here at Versailles Baptist Church, and they answered the door. And they said, come right on in. And if you can visualize the picture of Jesus knocking on the door, we know in the picture, it was originally said that Michelangelo painted that, but a dear friend of his painted it, and he got the credit. But there's no latch on that door. The latch has to be where? On the inside. And you see, God is looking for churches who, where the latch is on the inside, it has to be open from the inside, because God is not going to force His way in anybody's life or life of the church. That means that with a heart open and sensitive to the Spirit of God, we say, welcome, come right on in. And see, God's going to visit, He's going to come in any church where He is welcome. And praise God, He is welcome here at Versailles Baptist Church and has been for 185 years. The old saying is, churches does a lot of good things. Churches do all the things that you're supposed to do. But all churches don't do all the things right. We are continue to enhance and improve the ministries that God has given us to make ministry successful. And then we can say, to God be the glory for the things He has done. It's willing people, willing servants, people willing to step up to the plate and say, what do you want me to do? How can I help? How can I step up and do what God has gifted me to do? And that's what makes any church or any organization successful. You know, sometimes someone might carve their name in a tree or put, like, Johnny was here or Cindy was here. How many of you have ever done that? Walked up to a tree, yeah, I've done that. I can go back to Tennessee and I can cover all those places where I was. Well, I marked my name on the tree or carved it in. And a lot of people do it in concrete, right? How many have done that? Yeah. How many have done it on a new structure before they put the drywall up? I've seen that happen too. I have taken drywall off of houses where it was imprinted on or written on the studs. So-and-so was here, and the date was here, and so forth. Well, we can go back, look back, and we can see where God's name is imprinted on the past. And He would say, I was here. I was here. I was here, and I made a difference in the people's life because they were willing to allow me to do that. You see, as we look back at this congregation, as we look at the people and the lives that have been impacted by this church, I trust that we can see the hand of God writing I was here. God would say, I knocked on the door in people's heart, and they opened the door of their hearts and let me come in. I came. I touched lives. I forgave sin. I healed families. I was here. If you've been touched by the hand of God, then you understand what I'm talking about here. I touched lives. I healed lives. And God is in the healing business. And what it don't matter what we are going through or what churches are going through, when we keep our eyes on Him, we'll all be changed for the better. Now, by the same token, I know our text doesn't say it, but I am convinced that it is true. Nonetheless, when I look at the future, we hear God saying, I will be here in the future. I will stand at the door and knock, and there will be those who will answer the door and let me come in. As Versailles Baptist Church continues to worship God Almighty, as we continue to impact the lives of people in the community for the next 30 years, as we realize that God will be here. Always faithful, always knocking, always searching for that man, woman, boy, girl who will open the door to His knock. And that is my prayer, that when God knocks on your door, you will answer. You will say, come in. And we as a congregation, when He knocks on our door, we say together, come in. And when He comes in, you know, things happen. And you see, we don't ever need to want, we never want to lose the zeal. There was a young man at Media Baptist Church. He had Down syndrome. And he took up with me for some reason. He always come around and spoke to me every Sunday morning, put his arm around me and say, Pastor Mike, I love you. I pray for you. That's what he would say. Every Sunday morning, wouldn't he, Brenda? Every Sunday morning, he'd hug me and say, I love you. I pray for you. You know what he'd say? Then he would straighten up and he would go like this. I have a zeal for the Lord. I said, praise God. His name was Doug. Praise God. And you see, that's what every one of us has to have. The zeal for the Lord. You know, our fire may get weak sometimes. But how can we keep that flame going? Stay in the scripture. Keep praying. Stay busy. Do something for the Lord. Never get discouraged. Never give up. Because God has something in store. He was here in the past. He will be here in the future. More important than God's blessing in the past and more important than God's provision in the future, God would have us to read the text as it is written. Here am I. I am here today. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and fellowship or dine or eat with him and he with me. See, God is here today. He is saying, I am here. Here am I. I am knocking at your heart's door today. If you will open the door of your heart, I will come in and be with you. See, it's fun to look back on what God has done in the past, but but if you're listening to the voice of the Lord today, if we are listening to the voice of the Lord today, it's exciting to look ahead and get a glimpse of what God will do in the future. Can you visualize that? Can you see it? Your children are being saved. They're getting grounded in the faith, And many of them are as faithful as anyone else in the church, aren't they? People's lives are being changed for the good. But even though God was once here in the past, and even though he was here, will be here in the future, it's more important that God is here right now. I'm convinced that he is knocking on someone's heart's door right now. I'm convinced that there is someone who received spiritual victory in this church as a child, and you haven't forgotten. You know, I can go back to Gas Baptist Church when I was a child, and the victories that I received there lives on in my life today, and it has helped me to be what I am today, because someone took interest in me as a little boy, and they nurtured me, they mentored me, and they prayed for me, and they talked to me, they hugged me, and they showed me kindness. But most of all, you know what they did? They pointed me to Jesus. Many of those were my family members, and many of those were friends or people of the church who knew that God had placed them there, planted them there to make a difference. And it changed people's lives. See, as churches advance and grow, you see, you know, Gap Baptist Church, my home church, they started out in a little building like Rosales did. That was on old Smithville Highway. Now they're on the new Smithville Highway and expanding and expanding and expanding, because they all have a vision and a zeal for the Lord. You know, we get on that roller coaster. Many churches do. And many churches phase out or fizzle out because they lose a vision for the Lord. We're living in a changing world, a culture, a trend, where a lot of our young people, they move away because there's nothing here in our smaller towns and things like that. But you know what? That's the way life is. But while we have them, you know, in our hands, let's teach them. Let's get them grounded in the Word of God that when they are old, they are still rooted in the church. And Versailles Baptist Church was a part of their life. And you know, you can hear a lot of our young people who have moved on, went on to college, and now serving somewhere or are working in jobs. I often hear them say, you know, Versailles Baptist Church made an impact on my life. I will never forget it. You see, that's what God has called us to do, to make an impact. And you see, that's how God starts new churches. That's how he uses people in missions, because the seed was sown and planted back here, and now it is multiplying and growing out in the future. Whatever God is doing in your life today, it is for a reason, it is for a purpose. And what he's doing in the life of the church, he will continue to do in generations to come. Visualizing and wondering and trusting God with our lives and everything. But most importantly, it's what he is doing today that's going to change the future of the church and the lives of the community. Aren't you glad you're a part of it? Aren't you glad that God is using you to make a difference in someone else's life? That's what we're able to celebrate 185 years. But look at 30 years from now. Where are you going to be? Some of them are pointing down. You might be going to be pointing up. I know what that means. That means you're in the grave, right? That's where the body goes, right? But our spirit goes to be with the Lord. Amen? We'll be serving. I say 30 years from now, that's where I'm going to be. Let's see. Maybe not. If I live as old as my grandfather, but he was pretty cantankerous guy. I'm not talking about Poppy Hale. I'm talking about Frank Cantrell, my dad's dad. He was a tough character. He was tough. But he was farming, that's all he knew. But you know, he loved the Lord. And he ingrained that in me too, also. It takes people who are really ingrained and solid in the Lord. It may be tough in character, but their heart's in the right place. When our hearts are in the right place, there's nothing that God can't do in our lives to move us forward for the kingdom of God. May we pray. Our Father, we thank you this morning that you impact our lives, that you show us your will and your purpose when we come to this altar, when we pray. Thinking back over 185 years, it's hard for us to visualize or comprehend, but we know there were struggles back then. But that's why we're here today, because they won the victory. They say, to God be the glory. Great things you're doing and will do, and will continue to do, and we're the product of that today. There's many revisions in our hearts that we need to make. Sometimes sin sets us back in our own individual personal lives. But Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that reveals to us exactly what we need to do, how we need to correct that. And that's why you spoke to the church of Laodicea. Yeah, I'm knocking, and I will continue to knock. I'll continue to seek you out. I won't give up on you. And praise God, when we realize our shortcomings, we all come short of your glory. And Jesus went to the cross, and he died for our sin, that we might have eternal life. That we might have victory. We have victory already. We've overcome death through Jesus Christ. We can have victory in our life every day because we trust him with our life. We don't look to the right or to the left or look back. We look forward. We look up to you. And I pray each day, each week, every year, we get better and better and better. That we will serve you even more out of the love from our hearts. That we all have that zeal that this young man I talked about, Doug, always had every week. That we know how precious it is to have life and live it fully for you. Lord, if there's anyone here that doesn't know you personally today, Lord, I pray that they will step out of that pew and come down this aisle and accept you as their personal Savior. Maybe there's someone here that's been coming here for a long time but haven't joined this church, this fellowship. Lord, you know what your will and purpose is, and you know every one of our hearts inside and out. Lord, may we be honest with ourselves so we can be honest with you and do whatever it takes, Lord, to have a victory and a joy in our life each day that you want us to have. We praise you and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is